Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Catholic League. We're breaking open the Palm Sunday of the Passion of the Lord Gospel. This is usually taking place on Sunday, but as we both know, Sunday is going to be a fairly busy day for all Catholics around the world, between going to the masses, going to services, and making your palm crosses. Perhaps there's an event going on in your parish Sunday. And we're also doing a an opening show to the start of Holy Week. We're going to be doing episodes daily throughout Holy Week, talking about different things with different guests, speakers, and all that good stuff, which we'd love to have on the show and are able to share with all of you. Now, I'm sure all of you are recalling about now the very long gospel and the knee-buckling standing gospel that we have this weekend, because we stand up for the entire gospel, as always, with the elderly recommended to sit down after a while. But this is the longest gospel. It's very long. And so I want you to be able to listen to the gospel. Just listen to it. Because when you stand up and participate in the gospel, this is what you're doing. You're like, where's the lines? Where do I respond? Your knees are starting to hurt. You're thinking about how long the gospel is. You're just starting to think, when can you sit down and relax? And how long is the homily going to be? Do a quick run through of the gospel. The gospel according to Mark. The Passover of the Feast of Unleavened Bread were to take place in 2 days' time. So the chief priests and the scribes were seeking a way to arrest him by treachery and put him to death. They said nothing during the festival for fear that they may be arrived among the people. When he was in Bethany, reclining at table in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of perfumed oil, costly genuine spikenard. She broke the alabaster jar and poured on his head. There were some who were indignant. Why has there been this waste of perfumed oil? It could have been sold for more than 300 days' wages and the money given to the poor. They were infuriated with her. Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you make her trouble? She has done a good thing for me. The poor you will always have with you. And whenever you wish, you can do good to them. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anticipated anointing my body for burial. Amen, I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed to the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went off to the chief priests to hand him over to them. When they heard of him, they were pleased and promised to pay him money. Then he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover of the Lamb, his disciples said to him, where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover? He sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the city, and a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the Lord, the teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there. Disciples went off and entered the city. When and found, just as he had told them, they prepared for the Passover. When it was evening, he came with the 12, and as they reclined at the table and were eating, Jesus said, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me, one of you who is eating with me. They began to distress and say to him, one by one, surely it is not I. He said to them, one of the 12, the one who dips with me into the dish, for the Son of Man indeed goes as it is written. But woe to the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for the man if he had never been born. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, take it, this is my body. Then he took a cup and gave thanks and gave it to them and said, and they all drank from it. He said, this is my blood of the new covenant, which shall be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the day I drink it new in the kingdom of God. Then after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, all of you will have your faith shaken, for it is written, it will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be dispersed. But after I have been raised up, I shall go before you to Galilee. Peter said to him, even though all shall have their faith shaken, mine will not be. Then Jesus said to him, amen, I say to you, this very night before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. But he vehemently replied, even though I shall have to die with you, I will not deny you. And they spoke similarly. Then they came to a place named Gethsemane, and they said to the disciples, sit here while I pray. He took Peter, James, and John, and began to be troubled and distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and keep watch with me. He danced a little and fell to the ground and prayed, that if he were possible, the hour might pass by him. He said, Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take this cup away from me, but not what I shall be, what you shall be when I return. He found them asleep. He said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Withdrawing again, he prayed, saying the same thing. Then he returned once more and found them asleep, for they could not keep their eyes open and did not know what to answer him. He returned a third time and said to them, are you still sleepy and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is to be handed over to sinners. Get up. Let us go. See, my betrayer is at hand. Then while he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, accompanied by a crowd of swords and clubs who had come from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. His betrayer had arranged a signal with them, saying, the man I shall kiss is the one, and lead him away securely. He came immediately, went over to him and said, Rabbi, and he kissed him. As the father laid hands on him, he was arrested. One of the bystanders drew the sword, struck the high priest's servant, and cut off his ear. Jesus said to him in reply, have you come out against a robber with swords and clubs to seize me? Day after day I was with you teaching in the temple area, yet you did not arrest me. But the scriptures may be fulfilled, and that all left him and fled. Now a young man followed him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth about his body. They seized him, but he left the cloth behind and ran off naked. They led Jesus away to the high priest, and all the chief priests and elders and the scribes came together. Peter followed him at a distance into the high priest's courtyard, and was seated with the guards, warming himself at the fire. The chief priest and the entire Sanhedrin kept trying to obtain testimony about Jesus, against Jesus, in order to put him to death, but they found none. Many gave false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. Some took the stand and testified falsely against him. We heard him say, I will destroy the temple made with hands, but in 3 days I will rebuild another and not made with hands. Even so, their testimony did not agree. The high priest rose before the assembly, questioned Jesus, saying, have you no answer? What are these men testifying against you? But he was silent and answered nothing. Against the high priest, asked him and said to him, are you the Son of Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? Then Jesus answered, I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven. While Peter was below the courtyard, one of the high priest's maids came along. Seeing Peter warming himself, she looked intently at him and said, "You too were with the Nazarene, Jesus." But he denied it and saying, "I neither know nor understand what you are talking about." So he went out into the courtyard. Then the cock crowed. The maid saw him, began, and said to the bystanders, "This is one of them." Once again, he denied it. A little later, the bystander said to Jesus once more, "Surely you are one of them, for you too are a Galilean." He began to curse and swear, "I do not know this man, but whom you are talking." And immediately the cock crowed twice. As soon as morning came, the chief priests and the elders and the scribes, that is the whole Sanhedrin, held a council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Now, on the occasion of the feast, he was used to release to them one prisoner whom they requested. A man called Barabbas was in the prison, along with rebels who had committed murder and a rebellion. Pilate answered, "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" And they released Barnabas. "Then what do you want me to do?" they shouted. "Crucify him." They shouted the louder, "Crucify him." When it was already evening, since it was already the day of preparation, the day before the Sabbath, a distinguished member of the council, who himself awaiting the kingdom of God, had came courageously, went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he rolled the stone against the entrance to the tomb, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of Jesus, washed where he was laid. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, you can probably tell that I did not read the entire thing because we are already 17 minutes into the show. But you can get a synopsis of what's going on and the gospel that you'll be able to hear, you know, either tonight or Sunday when you go to Mass for Palm Sunday. And before, you know, this may be the only time that you're able to listen into the show, so I want to give you all a quick challenge after the break.
There's a way of life where simplicity brings joy and humility leads to happiness, where we learn that less is more, and in giving, we receive. It's our refuge from chaos and light to guide us through darkness. It's a place where the broken receive healing and repentant hearts find mercy. Here, our days are set free from anxiety and addictions, and our nights rest with more peace. So, where is this hope, and who knows the way? Our hope rests in Jesus, and His church leads the way. If you're longing to fill an emptiness or seeking a way home, we invite you to experience the peace that only comes from God. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
I must tell you, it feels just like yesterday I was getting ashes smeared on my forehead, and now it is already Holy Week. Holy Week is a great time to grow closer to Jesus and Mary, and I have whipped up a few things that you should try to add in this Holy Week. Daily Eucharistic Adoration. Okay, I know your parish is going to have 24-hour preparational adoration, or does it? In many cases, it does not. Go to the adoration the day your church has the adoration chapel open, as well as go to Monday, Thursday adoration until midnight. But besides going to those two adorations, go daily. There are many live cameras that have a Blessed Sacrament exposed. I have a favorite camera out of all of them, and if you go to my blog, you'll be able to find the link to go to that exact one. Besides that, you can go to Google, type in live, Eucharistic Adoration, you'll be able to find it there. The next one is the Daily Precious Blood Chaplet. It's all about Jesus and his holy wounds. Now, this may be something that you have never heard of before, but I must tell you, it is beautiful. I am praying this chaplet almost every day of Lent, and I cannot begin to tell you how the Precious Blood Devotion has changed my life this Lenten season. The chaplet takes less than 30 minutes to pray, and it is a great to pray for the Blessed Sacrament. If you want to pray this amazing chaplet and want to ponder on the wounds of Christ, you can go to my blog to find the PDF file, and I know you will all love it. For that, for those devotions and those links, and for much more devotions, you'll be able to read my latest blog, which will be published on Sunday, tomorrow, on Palm Sunday, around noon. You'll be able to go to www.thecatholicdesk.weebly.com for my latest blog, updates, saint of the day, and challenge for the week, which is always great to do in this Lenten season. And I must tell you, if this is the only time you're able to listen this week, God bless you. But I want to go ahead and tell you, tomorrow, for those of you who know, I do something called a live rosary, live events. I'm known for doing the live events all over YouTube. All you do is you click a link, and it's like you're watching a YouTube video, except it's live, and we are all praying the rosary together live. And so tomorrow at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Time, you'll be able to come on and pray. We are scheduled to start the rosary between 7:50 and 8 p.m. Eastern. Usually we start at 8:05. However, that is not the case because we are doing a special presentation at the end of the rosary tomorrow on Sunday. If you'd like to find that event and all the events, all the live events occurring this Holy Week, you can go to Facebook.com, and in the Facebook search bar, you can type in Holy Week Live Events, and there you should be able to find a link or a little page called Holy Week Live Events. And there you should be able to find a place to RSVP, find the links, and invite your friends. As always, we want your friends to be able to be exposed to this, your friends and family, and this will lead people back to the church. It's always great to have and great to, you know, just really come together and be with one another this Holy Week. I must tell you that we will leave in silence on Thursday and Friday on the blog talk shows and live event. And I'm kind of hesitant on playing a song after this, but I thought since it's not really Palm Sunday yet, we will not leave in silence. We will leave with a song. However, tomorrow there will not be a closing hymn. We'll just leave in silence. However, we'll probably come in with the Via Dolorosa and probably end with the Via Dolorosa. And I know some of you just come in and halfway through the show, which is great. And I had a song picked out to play for the end here today, but I want to play the Via Dolorosa again. We'll intro tomorrow with the Via Dolorosa. I will see you all tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern Time as we begin to break open, begin to discuss, you may want to get done before Lent is over. God bless you all. May you all have a blessed Palm Sunday, and I'll see you all tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern. Down the Via
The hands.